The name of the event was Siri, Give Me a Hint.
Yeah.
So, of course, give us a hint. So everyone has been asking Siri, and if you haven't already, then we'll ask her right now so that you can see what she says.
By the way, you don't have to say Siri.
Yeah.
You can just say, give us a hint.
Give me a hint.
The only hint I can give you right now is a hint of Lyman that there's a big announcement on the 9th of September.
You have to kind of read it because it's hard to understand.
Yeah,
but he said, the only hint I can give you now is a hint of lime. Huh? And that, what is that from? Is that an ad? Is that like a 7-Up ad? And there's a big announcement on 9 September. By the way, you have the British guy.
I do. What is your series
September
say?
9. Give me a hint.
Well, I hear there's something big happening on September 9th.
Mmm.
You have yours from 9 the Midwest. September.
Yeah. Let me ask again.
Okay.
Give me a hint.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I am not authorized either to confirm or deny that I cannot disclose anything that you would then have to confirm. In any case, I would deny it. Got it?
Let me turn it up a little bit because she's a little quiet. One more time. Give me a hint.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Notice she thinks I'm saying hand.
Yeah.
Does it sound like I'm saying hand?
No.
Give me a hint.
What? You can't tell from my colorful wavy words.
You still get the same answer, by the way,
right,
whether you say hand or hint.
Let's try.
Go ahead. You ask one more time.
Please give me a hint.
Ah.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I am not authorized either to confirm or deny.
Please give me a hint.
Give me a hint.
Yeah, that's the one where he says you're cute when you're desperate for information. I didn't like that. Give me a hint.
It doesn't matter. That's all you're going to get. But it's interesting. Now, remember that Siri comes from the server. Siri is configurable, can change on a dime. And obviously, the minute they put out that invitation, they figured people like us would try that, and that's why they added September 9th. So
right.
I think I don't remember them ever doing that before. I think that's kind of cute. But why Siri?
I know, that's a good question. Do you think it has to do with Apple TV, like Siri controlling
that's
Apple TV?
One speculation that there's good. This is the, 9-to-5 Mac, Mark Gurman, smart guy. This is the rumor. There'll be a $200 Apple TV that will have a special remote control that not only will have kind of Wiimote style spatial navigation, you twist it around and move it to do games, perhaps, but also have a microphone on it so that you can talk to Siri. And the Fire TV has that, Amazon's solution. The Microsoft Xbox One has that where you can talk to it. Fire TV works great. You could say, I'm looking for a Harrison Ford movie, and it will show up Harrison Ford movies. Now, mostly shows Harrison Ford movies available on Amazon's own service, so it's a little bit less than perfect. But, hey, it works, and it does a pretty good job. So this would be a catch-up on Apple's part.
Right. Siri's supposed to be better in iOS 9, too.
That's another reason.
That's what they announced.
Yeah.
So.
Better how?
Better, smarter, I guess. Have more information without, keeping all the information on your device. To be as accurate as a service like OK Google, but not sending all your personal information in the cloud in order to be that.
That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Because one of the reasons Google works so great, OK Google and Google Now work so well, is because it knows, for instance, it reads my email.
Right.
So it knows I'm going on a plane, and we can actually pop up the plane schedule. That's something if Apple doesn't go through your email, it won't be able to do. So this is a challenge. It's hard for Apple to both protect privacy and make a useful speech assistant. Mm-hmm.